Power. gathering tonight. Thank you for your people. Bless, Lord, your word. Bless and undertake tonight for each one of us. Lord, as we look up to thee, and Lord, as they have the same meetings over there in Bethel, I pray that you will bless them and grant them grace, and let the Spirit of the Lord move in such a way that their hearts will burn, Lord, at your presence and at the word of the Lord. Bless them, O Lord, everywhere. For we pray and ask this blessing in Jesus' name for his honor and glory. Amen and amen. Scripture speaking of Abraham here again. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy words. You may be seated. Happy to be back in the house of the Lord. And tonight we would dwell again a little bit on the subject of Abraham here. And we will entitle this little exhortation tonight, "We Consider Not the Deadness of Sarah's Womb." We consider not the deadness of Sarah's womb. And we have this little exhortation here after enough prayer, going up to 2 hours, if he was here about 6:30, and I think that that is what is needed amongst us. We need to come in and pray and yield to the Spirit of the Lord. And then whenever the Lord leaves, the minister comes out and break the bread of life to you. So here we are again. And that word stand out yesterday, talking about the deadness of Sarah's womb. And that means a lot today, and could be typed out, you know, to the end-time church, that the prophet of God tried to take back to Pentecost. And if we would look in that direction tonight, we could have a good little exhortation, which will benefit you here, even for divine healing, and benefit each one of us, and even benefit those that are on the field. Yes, they have already sent in the application for the tapes from Connecticut here. Yes, that they are ordered before it is preached. They want the VCDs and they want the cassettes. Yes, and they don't want it cut. So now that is Brother Watson. He said, "Don't cut them at all." Yes, so we're going to give these uncut. Yes, original. Yes, as we speak of the deadness of Sarah's womb. So now, we consider not the deadness of Sarah's womb. And there was a man today, and a man who lived in the past, that never considered the deadness of Sarah's womb. And that was Abraham. And I want to bring out again tonight that there was a man who lived in our age who considered not the deadness of Sarah's womb in the 20th century. He kept on sowing the seeds. Yes, from way back in 1933 until 1965, he never let up. He continued to sow the seed, having one vision in his mind, and that is that God fulfill the promise to the church of another return of Pentecost. Yes, to bring forth the manifested sons of God. Yes, to produce a living church before the rapture takes place. So, I don't want to bore you with quotations tonight, but these quotations here are so wonderful, knowing that these tapes will be field tapes, you know, I think I better put a quotation or two, if you would bear patience with me. So the prophet of God said here, unbelievest thou this, our education, there is the greatest hindrance to the gospel we ever had, is education. What we need is not education, we need the power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost back in the church to demonstrate the power. We are still a million miles short than where we should be. Let us move forward. Let's go back where we left him at the Feast of Pentecost. Unquote. Now, I am just reading this to show you the vision that Brother Branham had and how dead Sarah's womb was. So right today, this expressed the deadness of Sarah's womb. But Brother Branham continued to preach and uplift the word of God, knowing that at the end of the road, there will be a super church. Yes. Mercy, goodness, quote. What we need is the gospel, and the gospel is the power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. That's the reason 2/3 of the world has never heard it. This message called Second-Handed Room, 1956. The first one was in 1960. So, as Abraham was trying to produce a promised son and an Isaac, we had Brother Branham today trying to produce Christ in the bride. Yes, Brother Paul said, my little children of whom I travail in pain together until now, until Christ be formed in you. So now there had been a travailing likewise in the end time messenger to have Christ formed in the church. Yes, that the church may bring forth a revival, the church may go back to Pentecost, that the church may be a living church. Because he knew that that is what the world wants to see. That is what the heathens wants to see. That is what Africa wants. That is what India wants. Yeah. And that is what the people around the world wants. They want to see that these sons of God come on the scene and manifest themselves with the power of God. So Brother Branham had that vision. He continued to press the battle. Yes, trying to produce that church. I read another. Over here, yes, recently when we was talking to a missionary from India, where God has told me to go, where I will have a crowd of 300,000 people in one meeting, notice in that same manner, he said, there was only one thing, Brother Branham, that will ever stir the people of India from those Mohammedans and idolaters and so forth, it will take the real power of God. Where demons, when they rise up, the power of God there is to let them down. Be sure you know what you are talking of. Yes, unquote. So, there was only one thing going to touch India, and that is the power of God. And that was taken from Do You Now Believe? Bartlett, and that was preached in 1952. So, you can see very well the vision of Brother Branham here. The vision of the prophet was to produce a super church. All right, let me see if I have another here. I have dozens of them. Yes. Okay. This is from the tape called Israel in the Homeland, 1953. Look, if the church, I say this with respect, if the church can produce no more than reading, writing, and arithmetic, and the psychic side of the gospel, the Indians are finished. The Indians, like the natives of Africa, has got to see the power of God in demonstration. Unquote. How many believe that? Now, this is what Brother Branham was trying to produce all through his life. And that is a living church in order to convert the Africans and convert the Indians and convert all the idolaters and all the heathens around the world whose names are on the Lamb's Book of Life. He knew very well that the gospel could not be preached and you could not convince those people unless we have the power of God. We could only do what we can at the present time. But beloved, it all lies in the power of God. Now I'm reading this to show those that would listen to the tapes, the vision of Brother Branham. Now the vision of Brother Branham to have a super church with the power of God in it to preach the gospel to the world was the same vision of the man called Brother Lambert. And it is your vision. Is that right? It is the pastor's vision here, Brother Kenny. It is my vision. And it is the vision of many other ministers in the Caribbean, South America. And now the same vision to preach the gospel in the demonstration of the power of the Holy Ghost has spread to India and has spread to the Philippines, has spread to a little part of Europe, and spread to Africa. It's the same vision. People never had this vision before. There was only a handful of people who had this vision. But we can't go tonight. Yes, that this vision is going forward. Yes, the prophet's message and the prophet's vision is going forward. Yes, sir. So, another quotation here. Hear ye him, 1962. I quoted just now from way back in 1953. The prophet of God kept that vision alive. And I quote him here again. I think after this great revival that swept the world in these last few years, I think the saints of God ought to be in the heavenlies everywhere. And the power of God going into hospitals and everywhere else, and great signs and wonders and miracles taking place. But he can't get the people to stand still long enough. One quota. And that is what the people has done. They have run out before time. And they would not stand still for the Lord to bless them and shake them up, shape them into a place through, you know, a born-again experience. Yes, put on the stature of a perfect man upon them, and they would not stand still until the outpouring of the Holy Ghost comes. Now, to cap this off, well, there are a couple others here, but I would just jump it over. Now, I will quote this to crown that offer. This age started just after the turn of the 20th century, as it was to be the age in which the true church would return to being the bride she was at Pentecost. We know that there must of necessity be a return of dynamic power. Yes, sir. What seems to be the answer came as many began to speak in tongues and manifest gifts of the Spirit. It was then believed that this was indeed the long-awaited restoration. It was not, for the latter rain can come only after the former rain, which is the spring or teaching rain. The latter rain, then, is the harvest rain. Yes, but what about the true seed? The people of God are being made ready by the word of truth from the messenger of this age. In her will be the fullness of Pentecost, for the Spirit will bring the people right back to where they were at the beginning. That is, thus saith the Lord. Praise the living God. Yes, and he quoted Joel 2:23-26. He said, that is, thus saith the Lord, because it is in the Bible. So we have not followed cunningly devised fables. We have not followed the interpretation of a man. We have not followed a man that came from the south and the Lord led him here and kicked him out right through the United States until he brought him here in eastern United States. Yes, in New England with that vision. We've got to see our privilege. Yes, sir. Some of you don't know your privilege. You've got to see your privilege. That this vision that was in a prophet's heart, my beloved, was passed on to a little brother. Yes, and Brother Branham says, somebody will take that vision and take it on. Yes. And it came here first. And after it came here, let the world hear what we are saying. My will be a revival in New England. And the church in Connecticut is lined up for that revival. And that revival can only come by an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I don't care how dead Sarah Womb is today. Around the world, there will be a revival. Glory to God. Therefore, we consider not the deadness of Sarah's womb. I don't care how dead the mixed multitude that follow this message is, friend, we are not going to consider that. That have nothing to do with the promises of God and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. That has nothing to do with the promise of the rapture, has nothing to do with the promise of a revival here in New England. No, as the Lord, he promised it, and he is more than able to bring it to pass. All that I've seen for over the years is that we are getting stronger in faith. Now, I don't know how many share that understanding, friend. We are not as we used to be. I believe that the church today, wherever they are upholding that promise, we are getting stronger in faith. If anybody see that they are getting weaker, I think you are seeing wrong. Beloved, we have heard things that we have never heard in the time past. The Spirit of the Lord dwell among us in such a measure, yes, as it never used to be. It used to be the presence of the Lord comes, some offense come up in the church, and before you know it, the Spirit of the Lord gone for about 3 months. And that was way back in the days of them great servants of God that preached to you. But here, there is a constant flow of the Spirit. Yes, and I believe that we are nearing that outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Yes, Abraham waited and waited and waited and waited. My beloved, it seemed like it would never come. Yes, but it did come one day. All right, we waited and waited and waited here. It must come to pass. Yes, and each one of us have to claim it for ourselves, sir. Yes, we are not going to consider the deadness of Sarah's womb. So, never mind, my beloved, how you know, what a condition that you are in as a believer. Yes, you know, don't count the deadness of your soul. Yes, all that should make you do is to press forward. Yes, march on with the word of God. Repent. Yes, pray, fast. Yes, never think of going back to the world. Yes, if your body is sick tonight, if the Lord could transform Sarah, I believe he's more than able to heal your body. Come on, let me hear your voices. If God could take an old woman and make her a young woman, I believe the chancer is nothing before the Lord. Yes, a headache is nothing before the Lord. Yes, a tritis is nothing before the Lord. Sugar diabetes is nothing before the Lord. All that he wants you to do is to believe. Be strong in faith. Yes, we got to get back. Now listen to me, friend. The Lord is going to push us and take our backs against a wall to cause us to believe in divine healing. And it is happening right now. He's going to push us, my beloved, into such a place where he will force the church to look up to him for divine healing. Yes, and we better start now. Yes, we better start now. And we should be far past the days of laying on of hands, Brother Branham said. Yes, we should come up to the Gentile faith of speak the word, and my servant shall be healed. Yes, and why not press in? Why not, my beloved, try to press in and heal yourself in that direction? And say, Lord, I believe that I could be healed while sitting in my very seat. I accept that. I believe it. Yes, and continue to press right there. The right mental attitude towards any divine promise of God will bring it to pass. Yes, you've got to keep pressing. You've got to keep knocking. You've got to maintain the right attitude and confessing faith for anything. The same faith that goes for divine healing goes for your salvation. It don't matter what faults you have, what failures you have, you just believe that, Lord, I could be saved. Yes, go into all the world and preach the gospel. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. If you sit there with unbelief and think that I can't be saved, I'm too undone, and boy, I tell you, look how many faults I have, then you'll be lost. So simple is it. Yes, but if you have some faults that are fighting you, and you want to really serve the Lord and go in that rapture, you keep confessing that faith. Lord, I don't care what happened. I believe I'll be saved. I believe I'm a child of God. Now, that faith will save you. Isn't it wonderful? Sure, the plan of salvation is wonderful. So never mind, beloved, the sickness. Never mind the problems that you are having. Yes, you've got to continue to be strong in faith. Yes, sir. And Brother Branham today was like Abraham. Yes, sir. Abraham had a promise. A little more on that delay, please, if you can. Yes. So the prophet of God, like Abraham, both of them had a promise. Now, Brother Branham was a great man of faith. Great man of faith. So, Brother Branham was given that promise many years ago of a great church to come on the scene and the people go back to Pentecost in preparation for the rapture. Yes, sir. Now, the prophet of God, he knew very well that all these promises was laying in the Bible as the manifested sons of God, the latter rain, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the super church. Yes, and he knew very well that there's only one thing that will bring that to pass, and that is another outpouring of the Holy Spirit. He knew that very well. So now, if you will understand, the mission of the prophet of God was likened unto Moses. Friend, Moses had one mission, and that is to take the people out of Egypt land and take them into the promised land. What should have been done in 3 days from Egypt land to the promised land took 40 years. And you know why it lingered so much? The unbelief of the people. Yes, friend, it was the unbelief of the people that kept them out of the land. Yes, and kept them wandering in the wilderness 40 years. Now, that could be applied safely to the message and the messenger today. And the people that heard the message of William Branham. Yes, sir. The Brother Branham came with a certain vision in mind. He came with a certain promise. And that promise was to turn the hearts of the children to the fathers. Yes, sir. And if people that will hear this tape miss everything that will be said, you hold on to this thing. The mission of Brother Branham was to turn the hearts of the children to the fathers. That means to take the people back to Pentecost. That was the mission of Malachi 4, 5, and 6. That's your scripture to show that Brother Branham was sent with a mission to bring the people back to Pentecost. Now that is clear as a whistle. And there should be no doubts, there should be no fear after we heard, you know, his own statements out here. So now the mission of that prophet was to bring the people back to Pentecost, turn the hearts of the children to the fathers. Malachi 4. That was the mission of the prophet. And he preached just like Abraham had a promise. He had a promise that he would have a son by Sarah. Yes. I tell you, they were young people. And Sarah was a beautiful woman, one of the most beautiful in that country. Even the king wanted her. And Abraham had to tell some lies sometime in order to protect his wife. She was a beautiful woman. Oh, yes, she was beautiful, but she was unfruitful. She was beautiful, but barren. Yes. Now, Abraham heard that promise of God that she would bring forth a son. Beloved, and the same thing, Brother Branham knew in his heart that there will be a super church on the scene before the rapture. That super church is typed out as the son that Abraham was looking for. Everybody understand that? And when we see Isaac, we will laugh and sing. Yes, sir. Remember your shepherd used to say that? When you preach about Isaac, he said, when we see Isaac, we will laugh and sing. We will laugh and sing. In other words, he was trying to tell you, when you see that outpouring of the Holy Spirit come, you will laugh and sing. You will laugh and sing. Yes, that man really kept up the vision here, beloved. It is only now that we can really appreciate that. Yes, but we appreciate that greatly. So now, as Abraham bore patience, so did Brother Branham bear patience here in the end time. He knew very well that all the preaching that he preached, 1,100 and something sermons that was tape, friends, he knew that the church had not yet gone back to Pentecost. He knew very well that it was not getting anywhere. You heard what he just said? He said, you are a million miles away from Pentecost. Huh? He said, after this revival that we had, I was talking about a heathen revival, he says that there should be signs, wonders, and miracles amongst the people that follow the message. But there is not a miracle to be seen. So, back there, the more Abraham planted the seed, is the more old Sarah got. And in a worse shape and condition that Sarah got. So, even though Abraham was fruitful, you remember he went and took Hagar and brought forth a son. So nothing was wrong with Brother Branham. The problem was with Sarah. Come on. I say the problem was with Sarah. Nothing was wrong with Brother Branham's ministry. No, my brother, everything was good with Brother Branham's ministry, and he proved that he was fruitful. He had signs, he had wonders, he had miracles, he went around the world 7 times, men fell dead before him, all kinds of miracles and signs. He was fruitful. But the problem was with Sarah. Oh, my. Yes. And the problem today is the deadness of Sarah's womb. And even in that, it had a purpose. As I said sometime, that if the Lord did not make Sarah barren, the bad seed, Ishmael, would have come to her. Yes, so that seed had to pass out. And it brought forth an Ishmael to a Hagar. And then when the right time comes around, then the Lord blessed the womb of Sarah. So you see, all things work together for good. So now Brother Branham, he sowed that seed, man, I tell you. And at one time he thought that this was the bride. He thought that that was the church. And you will see that in some of his statements and quotations. That he would speak in such a way that the church is already sealed up. She's already ready to go. The only thing to happen now is the rapture. Prophet of God actually thought that everything is good with the church because of the great message that he was preaching. Yes. And it went on, and the more Abraham sowed that seed, is the older Sarah got him. She was a young woman. Yes. And in full bloom, where she could have brought forth that child. But then what happened? One day, her milk veins dry up. Yes, sir. And then past a few years, she went into menopause. Yes, sir. And that finished her time of life. Yes. Now, that lady had many reasons to laugh, you know. So now, don't condemn her. Yes, she grew a little weak, and she knew very well that she cannot even stand the birth pains to bring forth this child. So she smiled, you know, and she said, me, an old woman, yeah, going to bring forth this child, have pleasure with my Lord. Yes, and the Lord heard her. My, and the Lord, with his back turned to the tent, Sarah hiding inside. You know, you say, why did Sarah laugh? My God. Yeah, Sarah, I didn't laugh, she got scared. You say, you did surely laugh. Yes, sir. And in all her unbelief, the Lord still had mercy upon her. Yes. But what I'm trying to bring out is today we have Sarah. And Brother Branham was with Sarah from the beginning. And he was trying to preach the gospel to her and produce her, his super church, take her back to Pentecost. And the more Brother Branham preaches, the worse the church got. And friends, since the prophet left, they are in a worse condition today. And the conditions that they are in, heresies have flooded the churches. Oh yes. And I say this to the entire world, that the followers of Malachi for the mixed multitude is powerless. Yeah, but all the miracles that they try to hatch up, yes, and all the make-belief that they try to to make-belief around the world, and all the boast and lies that are propagated, that miracles are happening in Africa, it is happening in India, it is happening here, and it is happening in the next place, it's a lie. And many of the miracles that are happening around the world at the present time, they are lying signs and wonders. And the Bible prophesied of such lying signs and wonders. Now, I want to anchor down that very good tonight, and that is the followers of Malachi 4 and the mixed multitude that was pulled out of organization. My beloved, they are dead as Sarah's womb. Let that register on this tape. The people that followed this message had become more immoral than so-called Pentecost. Yes, in their dressing, in their hair, they now cut their hair. Some of them put on lipstick and say that is okay. Their high heel shoes, they are on the sports field. Yes, they wear these fat dresses around the world as the official style. That style came out in the 1960s. and even the heathens condemn it. It was called the sack dresser. Yes, and that came from America here and came down to the West Indies, and even unsaved people cried down to women that was wearing that kind of a dresser. Now, that's the pattern, that mermaid-type dresser. That is the pattern right now around the world for the women that follow the messenger. Now, Sarah has really grown old, and her milk veins are dried up. Yes, sir. And she is in her menopause, spiritually speaking. And, beloved, the condition of the followers of Malachi 4 is terrible. In almost every assembly, there are heresies. False prophets have arisen up. Yes, sir. False prophets. My beloved, the amount of 8 messengers, the amount of false prophets, you're talking about adulterers, fornicators, liars, and thieves are behind the pulpit. Now that is what the deadness of Sarah's womb represents today. But they had a great man called Brother Branham. He preached the word of God with that one vision to try to produce this super church. Yes. And he never shunned to declare the gospel to them. He tried all kinds of things. Brother Branham tried all kinds of things. He prayed. He fasted. Yes, sir. He preached the word of God. He tried to operate the third pull amongst the people by faith going into a room. Yes, sir. And then something happened along the way. Brother Branham, he wondered what was happening. What it is that is really happening. I have preached the word of God. Lord, why is not this super church on the scene? And that was in 1962. So now the Lord spoke to his prophet and told him that the revival is over. So after all that revival, it did not produce the super church. And then Brother Branham said, he said, all that I've produced is one dead stinking Egyptian. Just like Moses typing out Moses. Yeah, all 40 years in Egypt, all that Moses produced was one dead stinking Egyptian that don't know the word of God. Yes, sir. So 40 years of ministry for Moses only produced one dead Egyptian. So Brother Branham typed that to show out here that as hard as he labored, all that he produced was one dead stinking Egyptian. Yes. Now that shows you the deadness of the church. Just like Sarah's womb was dead, over here the prophet of God was saying that he produced a dead church. That is the comparison he was making. And this church that Brother Branham left behind, they had, you know, they did not have the 9 diverse gifts amongst them. They did not have a 5-fold ministry set. But you had a bunch of preachers, and you had God-called men. Yes, and you had some miracles and signs amongst some sincere people. Right? Don't get the idea that we do not believe in signs and wonders. We do. But I am talking about the magnitude of the book of Acts. Prophet of God say, if the church ever put forth a branch, you will write another book of Acts behind it. And that was Brother Branham's vision, to produce a branch church from Pentecost, that you will write another book of Acts behind it. Now, that is our vision. That was the vision of Brother Lambert. That was the vision of Brother George. That was the vision of Brother Muggy. That is our vision. Yes. And we would not stand up, my brothers and sisters, at the promise of God. And we are not going to consider the deadness of Sarah's womb. It doesn't matter how dead the time becomes. Yes. And how worldly. And how immoral. And how much the people deny the promise of God. Saying that there won't be any manifested sons of God. Yes. Saying that we have now have perfect love. Yes. And hate us with bitter hatred. Yes. They now have COVID faith. Yes, and they don't have faith even for divine healing. Yes, the prophet of God said, let alone the rapture. If you don't have faith for your divine healing, forget the rapture until you get faith for your divine healing. I think we better get started right tonight. Yes, and start looking up to the Lord when we get sick. The prophet of God said, come to the Lord first. And then if he don't heal you, go to the doctor. And if the doctor can't do anything for you, come back to the Lord. He is under obligation to heal you. That's what the prophet preached. Yes, I believe that the Lord could heal you tonight. I believe he could heal our sick bodies. Yes, we have leaned away too much from divine healing and, brother, leaned towards science. Leaned towards medicine. But I'll tell you something now. Science is coming to the end of your wits, sir. Yes, and they're going to reach to a place where they cannot help us. Yes, we better believe of the Church of God. We don't want the Lord to push us. We want to believe out of our free will. Oh, yes. So now Sarah today is barren. Yes, sir. And the prophet of God, although he kept on preaching the word, yes, with the hope of taking the people back to Pentecost and to produce a super church, to make them ready for the rapture, bring forth the manifested sons on the scene. All these things can be found on the series of messages that Brother Branham preached called Manifested Sons and Predestinated Mystery of His Will. And there was another message here. Brother Branham was trying to line up the church to show the people what kind of a vision that he was trying to put over and what must be produced today before the rapture. Yes, I am so thankful that we caught that vision. Friends, we could have gone on thinking that the message is God sent a prophet, water baptism, yes, and come out of organization. That is not the message. No, the message is not come out of Egypt. The message is let us go to the promised land. Yes, that's the real message. Yes, we heard that part, come out of Egypt. Yeah, that's okay, but let's go to the promised land. And this is where Israel failed. Israel failed in having unbelief in entering the promised land. And that is where the people that followed this message, that is where they failed. They failed, my brothers and sisters, in seeing that there was an outpouring of the Holy Spirit and a revival coming on the scene. Yes, and we must prepare for that. They failed that. Yes, sir. So, in Brother Branham's attempt today to produce an Isaac, bring the church back to Pentecost, beloved, as strange as this may sound, he produced an Ishmael. There are certain things that Brother Branham said in his message. He said that it will cause some to ponder and some to leave and go. He says, but the true church will ponder on that and catch that revelation. So, as Brother Branham, in his great effort to produce this Church of God, friends, you know what was produced? First, an Ishmael. Now, Ishmael was the firstborn of Abraham. They knew the message first. They sat in the tabernacle. Oh, yes, they were the friends of the prophet who hunted with the prophet. Yes, fish with the prophet. Yes, they were the firstborn. But then something started happening, friend. Ishmael was unruly. Yes, sir. And he was not the son of the promise. No, he was not the son of the promise. No, he was the son of the bond woman organization that brought over their birth from over in the organization. Yes, and these same men, if you read carefully the magazines and different things, these are the same men that arose as heretics. Study some of them, friend, and you will see the great name that was with Brother Branham, They are the ones that turned out heretics. pretending to interpret Brother Branham's message. Yes. Look at this man that wrote all that supernatural over here on the great biography of Brother Branham. I tell you, that is outstanding, brethren. We checked a website, and you were surprised to know how many heresies this man is preaching. And he is the one that influenced Brother C.W. Wood. And we check his website, and right now he's under exposition in Book 13. Yes, we don't respect, my brother, what biography a man wrote. The fact is that you wrote all that wonderful biography of Brother Branham and perverts his message here. Then you were wrong. You were surprised to hear some of those heresies, brother. We have about 20 heresies that this man is preaching, proclaiming that the seventh seal is open. The harbinger was silence. Yeah. And there was no physical return of the Lord Jesus. You imagine such rotten heresies? Huh? And all kinds of heresies this man is projecting. He said the tenth vision is the worldwide bride. Boy, if that is the tenth today, the deadness of Sarah, I don't want to enter that tent. Who want to enter a tent like that? So the worldwide bride today is the tent vision and the fulfillment of the tent vision. Huh? So I was asking him in doing some writing last night. I was asking him, you know, that if that is the tent, brother, where is the small room? And where is the woman and the man that got healed? And where are the people that lined up one city block to come for the healing? Yes, I asked him to repent. Yes, and turn away from such heresies. All right. So we have these kinds of people. Time will fail to tell you about a bunch of fanatics that have arisen. Yes, that show up the deadness of Sarah's womb. That is why the Spirit of the Lord cannot move. You know, some of them say the seventh seal was broken to the public in 1965. And you know what is the breaking of the seven thunders, seven seals to the public, Brother Kenny? When Brother Branham preached the rapture. That was the breaking. Man, I tell you, so you talking about Sarah is dead. Her womb is dead. Yes, sir. And this goes for the Branham Tabernacle. They are the deadest of all. Yes, we are no respecters of persons here. Yeah, the Branham Tabernacle is the deadest of all. Yes, and Brother Branham said that they will be that way. He said there will be a picking and a rotten apple all the days of their life because they failed to go on to revival. That's what he said. He said they won't eat the bread of life anymore.
Yes.
And right around the world today, the followers of Malachi 4, I am stating this with all authority, that they are powerless. They have a make-believe, yes, and they have immorality in the camp. Yes. And that shows up the deadness of Sarah's womb. I will make one statement here, and that is the bride elect is amongst them. So now I am not saying that all the followers of Malachi 4 is lost. There are three kinds of believers. And the bride is in that mixed multitude. We thank God for a handful that have come out of the mixed multitude and now contend for another outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Oh, beloved, are you not happy to be numbered in that little handful? Are you not happy that this vision is even going out to other people that are contending for the faith? Let us wake up, beloved, and be thankful to God. Yes, wake up and be thankful for our salvation. Yes, sir. So, an Ishmael was produced under Brother Branham. Listen to my message that I preach, that one Brother Keith church down there, and another church there in another area, Brother Branham had
two sons. One was Ishmael and one was Isaac.
Yes, sir.
And that came out so good that it won that congregation. When I divide that and I show them that one is Ishmael that is preaching this message, yes, and you better come and follow Isaac. Yes, sir, leave Ishmael and start following the Lord Jesus and Isaac. So there we are. So now, after Brother Branham wondered what was the problem, why he preached so hard, why such a great revival, signs and wonders that was never even recorded in the Bible, why is this church not being produced? And Brother Branham went to seek the Lord, and the Lord told him to pick up his pen and write. Everybody is familiar with that? Yes, he was wondering, what happened to the revival? Where is the church that I'm supposed to produce? And then the Lord told him, pick up your pen and write. So now the prophet of God just picked up the pen, and the inspiration of the Holy Ghost hit him just like it hit Moses, just like it hit Jeremiah, and hit those great, prophets. And then Brother Branham continued to write. And the prophet of God understood something. The first line was, the law of reproduction is that every seed must bring forth of its own kind. So now, Brother Branham realized right then and there the problem was in the reproduction. Yes. And then later on in that prophecy, the prophet of God, the Lord, confirmed to the prophet that there will indeed be a super church and a super race, but it is going to come by the headstone. That relieved the prophet of God and helped him to understand why he could preach so much to the people and Sarah's womb remained dead. So now the Lord gave him a hope and showed him that there is a certain plan that God has. Yeah, there's a certain program. Yes. And it is tied up in the law of reproduction. The problem was tied up in the law of reproduction with Abraham. Yes, sir. So, that is enough for this. But the problem was, you understand what I'm saying? The problem why a super church was not produced is because it had a problem with the law of reproduction. Yes, think of what I'm saying. The problem that was revealed to Brother Branham was that the law of reproduction was not enforced. Yes, therefore, there is not a super church on the earth. Yes, now this is getting ready now for the opening of the seals here now. Yes, the law of reproduction. All right, now, here we go. And you will see something. The Lord comforted the prophet. And that was a great comfort to the prophet. He said he wondered what happened to the revival. And the Lord revealed to him that the problem is in the law of reproduction. But that is spoken word is the original seed, if anybody is looking for that. And it's on the church age 171 to about 175. And the whole prophecy is there. And the prophet of God was settled out with that. And he understood what was happening. My Lord. Now let us go back to the type and see something. Oh, beautiful, my beloved. Abraham planted seeds, my brother, I tell you, until he was 100 years old. My brother? Brother Branham planted seeds, my brother, from Africa and to India and 7 times around the world. He could not produce that church. Something was missing. Somebody had to come down from heaven. My Lord. With all what Abraham done, my brother, he never knew that little secret that God had to come down upon the face of the earth and say that I have come to fulfill my promise that I made to you 25 years ago. Yes, it was waiting for that time. Yes, sir. It was written for that time. So Abraham, you know, he was just, you know, sitting at his tent door one day. And beloved, what had to happen in order for Sarah to conceive is that Revelation 10:1 had to stand on earth. Do you get the lineup? Revelation 10:1, the reason that Brother Branham never produced a super church is because the Lord, my brother, had to descend from heaven with a shout and with a voice. And the seals had to open up. The seals had to open. And then Brother Branham understood very much, but the Lord told him in 62, you know, what was the problem. But then, the only time that Sarah could have really conceived seed is that that angel of God, now don't think that I'm shocking every, that was Almighty God. Yes. And don't you get confused. Revelation 10:1 is God. Yes, sir. And the only time that Sarah actually received seed and she conceived is when that angel stood upon land and stood upon sea. Oh, my. Oh, my. That is so wonderful. That's the only time. So now Sarah, she remained barren. She could not conceive for all that time. And the Lord never told Abraham why. He had to come to fulfill the promise. Yes, Brother Branham went on, could not produce that church, but he gave him a little hint. He said, the problem is in the law of reproduction. He said, that is where the problem is, Brother Branham. Don't worry. Yeah, the problem is in the law of reproduction. Yes, sir. And then, a little later on, about 1 year after that, beloved, the seals was open. And when the seals was open, the prophet of God said, when the seals was opened, the full word of God was born into existence. Yes, and it is to be fully vindicated here in the end time. So now, Revelation 10:1 is none other. Now, doesn't that end no different angel, friend? Revelation 10:1, and the Lord that met Abraham at the tent door is the very same fellow. The very same one. The Lord. Yes. And the Bible says, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and with a voice and with the trumpet of friends. That the only thing that changed the deadness of Sarah's womb was the descending of Almighty God upon the face of the earth. I'm telling you that we are in lineup. Yeah. It shall revive Sarah.
Yeah.
And change her womb.
Yeah.
That was the only thing to really take away the deadness of Sarah's womb. And thank God that we have that blessing.
Yes. That we were once dead, but made alive.
We were dead in our organization, dead with our, you know, interpretation, dead, my brothers and sisters, in our sins.
Yes, but something to play.
Yes, sir. I fully believe that Revelation 10:1 is upon the earth now. Yes, sir. And that is the presence that we feel up here.
Yes.
My brother, that is the one that gives us strength. My brother, that is the one that gives us boldness. That is the one that calls us a right EODH. Yes,
sir.
And without him, Sarah will remain dead. Oh, glory to God. If you want, my brother, life and you want revival, you must contact Revelation 10:1.
Yes.
Sarah, my brother, had to contact that angel, and Abraham had to contact that angel for the revival.
Yes, and if you don't understand that, children, oh my, these are great mysteries, wonderful, I tell you. Beloved, the thing is that when God came down, and he ate, you know, and drink milk and eat, you know, meat and different things. He was in a human body, you know. That comes right up to the Son of Man. And what happened there is that Sarah turned into a young woman. My God, you're talking about a miracle? Amen. Abraham turned into a young man. I'm talking about like you, brethren.
20, 22 years of age. I'm not talking about a little revival, you know. I'm talking about Abraham turning into a young man. And Sarah become beautiful again. And she turned my brother into about 20, 22 years of age. My God. Now there are certain proofs of that in the Bible. After that, she went into a certain place. And a young king fell in love with her. So don't tell me she was granny at all. A young king. Yeah. Fall in love with a lady. And another thing that I want to tell you, that after Sarah's death, Abraham, grandpa Abraham, 100 years of age, went down and married to another woman. What was her name? Keturah? Anyhow, forget the name, find it in the Bible. But he went down there and found a woman there and married and had children. And now he was not no old man, friend. My beloved, if God could transform the body back there for Abraham under the law, why can't he transform your body? Why can't he transform your body? If God could transform the body, why he cannot heal you tonight? Right in your seat. Only if you believe, my brother, all things are possible. Yes, sir. I feel that a God who was able to transform an old lady into a young woman, that's a fantastic miracle. Everybody in that area should believe the gospel. Yes, that old lady, my brother, oh my God, I don't want to dramatize it. But here is that woman, my brother, walking with a stick and spit falling down the side of her mouth. And she's a quarrelsome old lady without any teeth and chewing and spit coming out. My brother, and often, you know, she tried to quarrel with Abraham, and Abraham grants my brother walking with a stick. Yes, sir, my beloved, and he has a little tritis on the next side, and hopping on the next side, my beloved, and all of a sudden they turn into two young people. My God, we want that. Brother Chan, we could do with something like that. Oh, Brother Kenny, we could do something like that right now. I believe that the Lord will strengthen our bodies, my brother, and give us a certain amount of strength in us, even at the token when the token comes. I believe that we will have Holy Ghost energy. Yes, my brother, and with that Holy Ghost energy, we will act like that fellow who the Lord took away. Yes, the Holy Ghost energy one time in Elijah caused that man to run faster than Ahab horses. My God, you don't read your Bible? The man get tuned up in the Holy Ghost, my brothers, and you see rain coming. The man passed the best horses in the kingdom. I'm talking about Elijah. Now what will that token do? What would the Holy Ghost do? What would that fullness do? What would that outpouring do? How people could sit down for something dead is beyond me. I believe in a big God. Yes, I believe in a God of miracles. I believe in a God of signs. Let the musicians come. I believe in a God of signs. I believe in a God of wonders. I believe, my brother, we can walk in the waters again. How many believe that? Now, don't fool me now. I believe we can walk in the waters. Not only walk in the waters, but brothers and sisters, I believe that we can be transported by angels. Look at what happened there in the Old Testament. Now, that's a fantastic miracle, brethren. And two old people quarreling in the tent, and then they emerged. Now think of the reality. Then both of them, my brothers and sisters, arm in arm, beloved, beautiful face, yeah, nice hair come back, all the hair that drop off came back, yes, and both of them emerged from the tent in front of everybody. They take out the eyes, my brother. I don't know what they thought. I was not down there. But friends, if I was there, I would wonder a lot of things. Yes. And they just seen a fella sit down there talking to Abraham and eating butter and milk and cheese. And all the herdsmen and every one of them outside there. And Sarah and Abraham walk out there in the splendor of their youth and beauty. Think of the reality of the scripture. My beloved, that is what's going to happen to you before the rapture takes place. God foreshadowed it. Yes, foreshadowed it. Before we look down, my brother, we all turn young. My God, you could imagine that. For that rapier, young fellas, don't miss that at all. There is a woman beautiful enough in this world for you to trade that great blessing for. Sisters, don't trade that for nothing in the world. And my brother, my sister, who is sick today, I want to encourage your heart to be strong in faith. Yes, giving glory to God in all your sickness, all your trouble. It doesn't matter what the doctor say. The God who was able to transform Sarah and Abraham upon this earth and make them, my brother, young people, is able to heal your body. I believe it. I just believe it. Accept it in your heart. Believe it in your heart. Right in your seat. And you say, Lord, just speak the word and I will be healed. Yes, friends, don't you see the glory of the scripture? My God. How many believe these things, brethren? It took Revelation 10:1 to come down to Abraham in order to change the deadness of Sarah's womb. So there will be an elected group coming out, out of the mixed multitude today from around the world that will make up the bride. Right now they are catching that vision. Right now they are contending for that faith. Yes, you heard the letter, my brothers and sisters, of how that EODH reached amongst those people, 300,000 people. You heard that letter. I tell you, nations are breaking and Israel are waking. The signs that the prophets foretold. Right amongst them people, EODH books reach and they believe the message. Some of them are organizational people. I really believe that we are on the brink of something to happen. If it don't happen today, it will happen tomorrow. If it don't happen, my brother, will happen the next day. Our faith is growing stronger and stronger every day. Yes, so accept your healing. Accept your salvation. Accept, my brother, deliverance from any form of weakness that you may have. And the Lord grant you grace. But how many really think of Sarah and Abraham tonight? Go home and meditate upon it tomorrow. Think about Sarah and Abraham and the changes that they had when their body was changed. My God! My brother, when God came to that tent, they had a revival, but the child was not yet born. Yes, it's over a period of time after meeting Revelation 10:1, then Isaac came on the scene. Yes, sir! And beloved, Isaac is going to come on the scene because he came in contact with Revelation 10:1. And when we see Isaac, we will laugh and sing. Glory to God. Give him a praise offering, children.
Let your fire burn. consider not the deadness of Sarah's womb. Such precious words of life. No wonder the devil fought us so hard. When I heard what I heard tonight, beloved, that brings deep joy, deep confidence. And just a peaceful, just hold up a little bit. Just a peaceful worship tonight and moving in, building up. And then that mighty message, Brother Bruce, that was a masterpiece. No wonder the devil fought us so hard. And so we had Brother Bruce with us tonight ministering the word. And we have Sister Mary and his daughter. And we have Sister Susie, Brother Bruce's other daughter. And then we have Micah bringing forth the songs tonight. And I'm going to ask Micah to come at this time. Come, Micah. Come, Micah. And we appreciate the song and the worship tonight. How many say amen? Can you give us another song and dismiss us in a word of prayer?
Thankful to the Lord for his message tonight, and I have never seen that in the scripture like that, where the Lord had to come down first before the promise was fulfilled. And truly we can say that we have seen that in our day, and we are grateful and thankful to the Lord. I want to thank the Lord for a blessed father. A man who has caught the vision. We want to lift our hands and give the Lord a note of praise. Thank you. Thank you for your grace, Lord. Thank you very much, Lord. We are privileged, Lord. We are really privileged, Lord. Thank you very much, Lord. We say thanks, Lord. Thank you, Father, for choosing us, Lord. Thank you very much, Lord. May we bow our heads. Dear Lord, how can we say thanks? Thank you very much for your grace, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for opening our eyes. Thank you, Father. Lord, may you bless us. May you keep us, Lord. May you strengthen us, Lord. May you take us to our homes in peace and safety. May you protect us and guide us, Lord, as we come again in Jesus' precious name. And we sing this little song, How Can I Say Thanks?